T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Our friend and Friday regular Matthew Collar joins us at the bottom of the hour, a little playoff talk. And the Vikings' search for a general manager and coach continues. They're expected to interview a total of 3 coaching candidates today. So we'll enjoy the conversation with Matthew at the bottom of the hour. But it's always a pleasure to be joined by our friend, John Hines, Twin Cities music legend, radio legend. Hinesy is with us. First of all, sir, how are you and where are you?
Well, it's not important where I am. Well, I guess maybe it is. I'm near Sarasota, St. Armand Circle, after coming from Siesta Key and walking on the beach for a while. So, yes, it's, when I say I'm on the beach, I'm actually on the beach. So
literally. Literally. Yeah, on literally. The beach. Well, 3 of us are jealous. We're trying to stay above 0 on a regular basis. I appreciate you coming on. I know this is not an easy day because of your friendship with Louie Anderson and the news that Louie has passed away from blood cancer. Tell me when you first met Louie.
Oh, gosh, when it was only one comedy club in the Twin Cities, Mickey Finn's, on the edge of downtown Minneapolis, East Hennepin. I think that was East Hennepin, right off of University in Hennepin. And I was going there to see if I could do it. And that's when I learned I could not do stand-up comedy, but watching the likes of so many so many greats, including Jeff Cesario and the like, and then there was Louis. And we would go out afterwards till all hours of the morning, and go to Bambi's Pizza down on Central. And I would end up giving Louie a ride back to South Minneapolis when he was at St. Joseph's Children's Home. And we instantly hit it off. We became friends. Maybe, Chad, because of our family backgrounds.
Okay.
He came from a large family, as did I. So not as big as his family, but he had quite a family.
When you first saw him perform, what jumped out at you most?
Well, he was self-deprecating to begin with, but he was also just his timing. And then he did, what do you call it? The recapture, where you say something early on and then you come back around to it
again.
And he was just a master of that. Just a master of that. And then also talking about his family. He was his comedy centered around his family. And you remember that he won that Emmy Award for Baskets for playing playing the mother. And I asked him once, I said, what went into that? And he said, oh, I just channeled Orla. Orla was his delightful mother, who I had the pleasure to meet backstage at the Guthrie a number of years ago. But he was so good with the timing and everything, Chad. You just couldn't possibly imagine.
John, we were talking about that because Adam, and Adam certainly wasn't the only one, but Adam put out there and tweeted Louis's first appearance on Carson. And it's a little less than 7 minutes. And He is self-deprecating, particularly about his appearance and his weight. And his timing and his comfortability is flawless. He just hits it the entire time to the point that he walks off and he's already behind the curtain. And Johnny says, come on back, take another bow, and then comes out and shakes his hand. And we're both old enough to know that is what every comedian wanted. And to get that on your first Carson appearance was a thrill of a lifetime, and it also was a rarity.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. To be invited back, to be invited to then to come over and sit down. And Louis found that early. He was so fortunate, but it's because he was good. And that was the bottom line truth. Yeah, I used to love to listen to Louis do his father. You know, he'd talk about riding in the car with his brother and his dad, and you'd see something out of the ordinary walking down the sidewalk, and my father would pull that Buick over and slow that car down and say, would you look at that? And it just, it's like nothing offended Louis, but everything offended those around him. When Louis would talk about Orla getting onto the, I'll just pop on the freeway, and I just made the same gesture that Louis would make. Maybe I'll just pop on there, 20, 30, 40, 30, 20, as he was trying to get onto the freeway. I mean, yeah. It was just so good, and so much of it was his family,
yeah.
He shared it. I had a chance to go see him when he was the house comedian, the house act at Excalibur for a while. And a buddy and I were there, and my buddy bought the meet and greet tickets. And so we're sitting in the theater before Louis goes on, and Louis is going table to table. Hi, how are you? Yeah, yes, nice to meet you. Where are you from? And he gets over to where my buddy and I are sitting, and he comes over and he's going to start to say things. He goes, John Hines. And he turns to everybody in the audience that was there early for the meet and greet and introduces me. And it's just like, you know, no, I'm just along for the ride. So, oh, yeah, he was so good.
John, Adam Carter here. Be sure to tip the Calypso band playing behind you, by the way.
Yes.
Loving the steel drum.
I was going to say that. here's Wayne.
Adam, it's one guy and an iPad and a steel drum, and I don't even know if he's playing it or just touching various places on it. It's like it's a keyboard almost.
I love it. For a radio host for as many years, having comedians on, and you know this better than anyone, having a comedian on the radio is always problematic because, you know, there's no live studio audience. But talk to me about how Louis was such a great radio guest, not only on your show, but so many other shows, and so good to the local radio stations and local media here in town.
Well, because you know this, Adam. From listening, from watching, from hosting and such, you get a lot of comedians who come in and they don't want to do their bit.
Right.
Because
yes.
It's like, well, I'm going to be on, you know, at Acme later on tonight, right, and I don't want to do it here. It's like, come on. You know, you must have more material than just that. But Louis would never hesitate. Louis Anderson was fine to just do it. You know, he would, oh, God, when you would see him talking about so many Minnesota things, and he made it universal, but talk about how cold it got here, and it's like, you never let your jumper cables out of your sight. I don't know, what you said, Adam, he was so good, and he would come on and do the bit, and but he had a wealth of material. I used to love, there was a bit that he stopped doing, but he was doing it back at Mickey Finn's. And you've been to the State Fair, and you remember the Royal American shows on the Midway with, at the time, they referred to it as the freak show or whatever. And Louis would do this bit where he'd be like, he put on a pith helmet, and it'd be like, they're live, they're real, and they're behind the curtain. For the next show only, everybody gets in on a child's ticket. And it was just, it was, if you've been to the State Fair and he would do this, and you knew exactly what he was doing, and you saw that guy on stage at the Royal American shows in the Midway. It was great. And Louis, he's just great at picking up on all of these things.
John Hines is with us. You better recognize John's voice from this remarkable career he has had. We're talking about his longtime great friend, Louis Anderson, who's passed away today. Hinesy, we know this from interviewing people, especially folks on the entertainment side, that at times who they are on stage or acting or maybe even on the radio, that isn't really who they are behind the scenes. The person that we heard or saw as Louis Anderson, entertainer, how close was that to Louis Anderson, your friend?
Oh, absolutely the same person. You know, and Louis, something else that was very important to Louis over the years was his sober New Year's Eve. I don't know if you remember this, but Louis would come in and he would do a New Year's Eve show, and it was an alcohol-free show. And that was a big deal to Louis, just to be able to come in and do a sober New Year's Eve. It's something worth sharing. When I heard, I knew that he was in the hospital, that he had the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I know that this is something that you guys are both very familiar with from those who have suffered from that. But and then I get a call this morning saying, oh, Louis died. It's like, wait a minute, I just heard yesterday that he was in the hospital. And apparently it was more serious, the complications from the cancer more serious than even I was aware.
We should mention, because you must have played him thousands of times, Meatloaf also passed away today, right? When you think about all your years listening to Meatloaf, what strikes you most about his career, John?
I went, a mutual friend of ours, Tom Bernard, hooked me up with tickets to go to the State Theater. He had an act there called April Wine when he was working for the record business. But the Meatloaf was the headliner. And Meatloaf comes out on stage, and I had never seen him before. I had no idea who he was or what he did. And just instantly fell in love. Instantly fell in love. And doesn't everybody wonder, you know, about I would do anything for love, but I won't do that? Yeah. What was that?
What was that?
What is it?
What was that? Oh, God, I was an instant Meatloaf fan. And if you've ever done music radio and like putting on Paradise by the Dashboard Lights and then being able to get up and go to the bathroom.
Or have a cigarette or two.
Yeah. As long as you don't get locked out of the studio.
Yes.
So, yeah. Oh, huge Meatloaf fan. Absolutely. Without a doubt. And the problem was so much of what he did was too long for top 40 radio. I'm sure KQ got to play a whole lot more of it than I ever would. So,
yeah, probably.
Is there
any way we could get you to join this guy who's playing right now? Just where you could just go up there and
no. 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 I'd have a better odds of joining the truck driver who just went by. No, that dog is not going to hunt. Not today. So.
Yes.
But
you know, it's always a pleasure, sir, when we have you on. Good to hear the voice. Glad you're in such a warm location. Our sympathies to you for losing such a good and longtime friend. But thanks for coming on again and sharing these stories.
Thanks for the invitation. Just to have a moment to say a few extra things that that everybody already knew about Louis, but I had a chance just to add my two cents. Just one of the good guys.
Good way to end.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, Heinze.
Later, gentlemen.
John Heinze on WCCO. Check out the podcast. So simple to do. Go to Odyssey. Go to the app. Sign up. You can get the. You can listen once you sign up for segments. You can listen for hours, whatever you would like. Love to have you on board. Matthew Caller, he's 10 minutes away. Adam and Dan, let's talk about Governor Walz and clearly an election pitch, okay, with the Walz checks, with an ode to the Jesse checks, okay?
Come on.
0 to 10 likelihood this happens if it's not an election year. I'm at a 0.001. That's about where I'm at right now. The Senate Majority Leader, here's what he has to say. Jeremy Miller. Walz checks are nothing more than an election year gimmick and will barely cover the inflationary cost of everyday necessities. We'll propose permanent ongoing targeted tax relief for working Minnesotans so they see savings every single year. The Walz checks are this: $175 for a single tax filer earning up to $164,000. Double that check for a married joint filers making up to $273,000. $700 million distributed in checks. Now let's go back to when Jesse's such a showman. He's, you know, he's so atypical. Jesse sold these babies all the time, Adam. I mean, talked about him all the time. Named him after himself.
Yeah.
When Trump was giving money out, yeah, he wanted to have, he waited till he had his own name,
yes,
on the checks,
yes,
right? Not the Treasury Secretary. We got a $7.7 billion surplus. There should be permanent tax relief. Period. End of statement from me. I'm sorry. I get it. This has been unlike any time we've had in 100 years with COVID and all the federal money. $7.7 billion. It is abundantly crystal clear we are overtaxed.
Whoa. So easy there, Jason Lewis.
Yes. Yes, exactly. But I think it might work a little bit.
Yeah.
It
absolutely works. It's, hey, I got a $180 check. Got a $350 check. That's great. And he puts a look, he puts some Republicans in a bind because they're like, what's the first thing they say when we have a huge surplus? Give it back.
Yes.
Give it back. And now they're arguing, well, we say all of it. Give it all back. And yeah, it's certainly not all of it. But so
it's shrewd.
Yeah.
It's shrewd. It's a game. What a shock. A politician is playing around with your emotions. Now, Dan, you chime in. For Walz is the favorite against anybody under this guideline. Because Democrats just have so many more voters in the state. Yeah. Republicans haven't won a statewide race since 2006. I am not saying that it's a mortar lock Tim Walz is going to win, but it's just, if it's, we're approaching 16 straight years in one of the main statewide races and a Republican hasn't won, sure, the Democrat is going to be the favorite. So Democrats are already going to, the most ardent Democrats are already in. The most ardent Republicans are already out. How do you think this plays, Cook, with center left, center right, and just purely independents on the Walz checks?
I think it plays pretty well. I think it does. I think, you know, there's a reason it works so well for Jesse. I think there's a reason it works so well for the president. Because like you said, it's a brilliant strategic move in the sense that if you're a Republican, how do you argue against this? You know, how do you say, no, we're not going to give money back to people when that's, you know, a conservative position forever and a day? And yeah, there's some gimmickiness to it. But I've long been of the opinion, especially in the state when we've run surpluses as many times as we had, that's our money. That's our money. You've collected more money than you budgeted,
correct,
that you were going to collect. That's our money. We should get that money back. So yeah, is there some political gimmickiness to it? Yeah, but fine. I don't really care. You know, where's my check? Give me my money back.
Here's the other thing, too, on this, Adam, and then we'll break. You can do weather. I'll grab Q, and we'll talk to caller. You look at the size of the budget in this state. Just look at it from Pawlenty on and how enormous it increases every single year. I normally have it. This on me. But just go back. Just look at what the state budget was, Tim Pawlenty's last year to now.
Yeah.
We don't have to have that size increase every single year.
No.
We just don't.
No.
But we do. You respond. I got to grab Q, and then we'll talk to caller. You can take it to break. Hey, if you want to just sing for a half hour and dump caller, well, it's your call. It's your show, right?
Don't tempt me. I might. I'll lock that studio door. We'll cut you off, buddy.
Thank you. 2:30. I'm going to the bus.
Okay. 2:32 News Talk 830 WCCO will get your traffic, weather, and Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.